snake's pearls. "What is that?" asked one sentry. "It's just a snake. Let's kill it," said his buddy. They took up their spears to kill the colorful little snake.
"Halt!"
came the voice of command. Both men froze. They saw it was the Duke of Sway himself telling them to stop.
"Can't you see it's already wounded?"
"Poor thing." Sure enough, they could see that the snake was already wounded in the head. The Duke gently picked up the snake with his staff. He took it to the riverbank. He told his soldiers to leave it alone. A while later, one sentry called the other. "Hey, look, that snake's come back again."
"Yeah, and it's got something in its mouth."
"Say, will you look at that? It's carrying a pearl." The other soldiers came running when they heard that. The little snake just kept going straight ahead.
"See where it's going," someone called out.
They all got out of the way, and the little snake went right to the Duke's tent. It dropped the pearl at his feet.
"Well, that certainly is nice of you," said the Duke. "But I'm an imperial officer. I'm not supposed to accept gifts, you know."
The snake would not budge an inch until the Duke picked up the pearl and put it in his pocket. That night, the Duke dreamed that he stepped on a snake by accident. He was so startled that he woke up. He looked at his feet to see if he had been bitten. It was just a dream. But wait a minute. What's that? He found another pearl right next to his feet. And that was no dream. Two beautiful pearls. The Duke was a kind man. He really did not want any reward for saving the snake. But he had two priceless pearls and nobody to return them to. So he put them away as a reminder to be kind to all living things. This story spread far and wide. Many people realized that even an animal that crawls on the ground values its life. This story got even some nasty people to think, and they changed their ways. Gradually, more and more people learned to love life and to stop killing things and tormenting animals. For the Duke of Sway, this was a much better reward than the pearls.